Amherst legislator Ed Rath was the sole no vote, despite efforts from members of his minority caucus to persuade him to make it unanimous. Sheriff Tim Howard wants to turn SWAT from its current part-time status over 3 years to 18 full-time officers. Majority Democrats told the session the sheriff just didn't make his case. The sheriff did get some other positions and an offer to let him make the pitch again in the new year. The budget does give Howard a new drug treatment program for jail inmates. Outgoing legislator Lynn Dixon says she reluctantly voted for the budget, although she said there were storm clouds because of state fiscal problems.
We didn't address many of the priorities, and that we, as a county, better be prepared for the $6 to $8 billion deficit and what Albany is going to be handing down to us, and it's going to impact us down the road, and hope we're prepared for it.
The budget totals around $1.8 billion, most of it controlled from Albany, because of Medicaid and welfare spending. That limits what money local legislators have to spend once the local share of social services spending is added up. There will be more money for roads and bridges, including $1 million for streets in the county's three cities, like maybe fixing up Franklin Street in front of the Buffalo Niagara Convention Center. While total taxes will rise, the property tax rate will be dropping. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.